Yes, they were very lucky. We got to head out to our Tina Wildlife Park as guests of theirs and enjoy spending some time with some new arrivals, Claire.
Yes. So they've recently had a new baby zebra.
Yes.
And its name is Mistari, which means stripes in Swahili, which is very nice.
And we drove past that little baby very quickly, but it's so cute.
Yes. But the ones we got to play with were the little mane wolf pups.
Yeah, exactly right. There are three maned wolf pups now at our Tina Wildlife Park. And we got to spend some time with them, Claire. And we sat down with the three pups and their keeper, Sean, who told us a little bit about the pups.
So we've got two girls and one boy. He's our first litter in 3 years. It's not our first overall, though. We've had five or six before this one. So we are pretty successful. We are the only breeder in Australia at the moment. So it's very important we do breed these guys. So it is quite exciting.
Now, how big are these guys going to get?
They get to about 90 centimetres to 100, to a metre or so at the shoulder. About a metre to a metre and a half in length. And they are significantly different when they are adults. We're almost pure black, except for a couple, a little bit of a white on the tail. But they do grow out quite big when they do get adulthood, so more of a red colour.
And so does the white patch on their tail that they all have stay?
Yes. So that's pretty much the only thing on their body that stays from when they're born to when they get to adulthood. So obviously they're a much more vivid red, the orangey type colour when they're an adult. And they do grow out those legs quite significantly as they get older.
What sort of stuff do they eat?
These guys, even though they're a wolf, they're actually really different to most wolves. Only about 40 or so percent of their diet is actually meat. So they are an omnivore, and majority of their diet is the native fruit where they're found in South America and Brazil. Mainly fruit called the wolf apple. And we can't actually grow it here because it is it's a noxious weed. Instead of using that, we use things like a lot of other fruits and stuff. So melons, grapes, bananas, avocado. They obviously quite enjoy it because it's one of their favourite foods when we do feed it to them. So
yeah.
We mix it with rice and that and make a sort of a fruit risotto.
Oh really?
Delicious. Well, these guys are so
cute. They're
adorable. Jet black, except for a little bit of like little red behind their ears, the little white tip on their tail.
And they're so light.
And so soft. They were.
They were very, very soft.
Now, Claire, when we sat down with the mane wolf pups, you were the puppy whisperer.
I was a little bit, wasn't I?
They were just naturally gravitated towards you.
And like, so I had all three at one stage in my lap. One of them crawled underneath my leg because we had our legs crossed.
Yeah.
So I lifted the leg up a little bit and it crawled underneath. I had another one that was like almost clawing at my pants, trying to get comfortable, and another one that was just asleep on me.
And then they're all climbing over each other. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was so cute.
Video's going to be up a little bit later on. Big thanks to our Tina Wildlife Park for having us out there yesterday. And you too can do puppy playtime. Just head to their website at tinawildlifepark.com.au.